It's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on the podcast planet, in land called Podcastro Valley, in a place called Cafe Anyway. Yes, it's Mike's Daily Podcast, and it's at episode 3041, 3041. You're going to notice on this podcast today that, I run into some problems because Windows is doing an update just as I am trying to do the podcast. So we get into a little bit of that and the craziness of the world, and we make some sense of the craziness. Out of all the chaos emerges a bit of sense, a little bit of sense. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, that's where we are. But one interesting thing that I noticed was that of podcasts like this, people are finding that they're falling in love with podcasts. Podcast love grows among active listeners. A new report highlights growing popularity and engagement of podcast fandom, revealing that fans are engaging more with their favorite shows beyond just podcast platforms. And that's the thing I love about podcasting is I don't have to be married to YouTube. I don't have to be, now just all of a sudden this thing pops up. It's almost time to restart. You've chosen to restart your device as soon as possible when an update is pending and one is ready for you now. Well, that was a mistake. We'll restart to install this update at 10:10 p.m., which may or may not be when I'm recording this, and you can restart sooner. Remember to leave your device turned on and plugged in. I will say not now. Because, I have so much to say, like that the survey also found strong listener engagement with podcast advertising due to the medium's intimate nature. Notably, 46% of respondents claimed podcasts were their preferred form of entertainment. What? Of all the entertainment in the world? Of which we will be speaking of various forms of it that most people seem to be engaged with in this podcast. While over 100 million Americans listen to a podcast weekly. Well, we're not weekly, we're daily. And we got to get this thing going because we got to go into Cafe Anyway before everything gets restarted and updated and Windows goes crazy and melts down. And oh my gosh, why do we all got to get Windows 11? It's nuts. Here we go, after you. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I am here to tell you I'm at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. It is episode
Mike's Daily Podcast.
3041, 3041. It's Mike Matthews. I am not done doing this podcast. I just got started. So listen, son, I've got some things I'm going to bring to you, some interesting facts and stuff, and you'll go woo. That's right, you'll go woo. That's how we
Mike's Daily Podcast
begin this elaborate, fantastic podcast where we'll talk about murder. No, we won't.
Mike's
unless
Daily
it's me
podcast
murdering the podcasting format. How about Tesla? What about Tesla? Everybody's talking about Tesla these days. Well, Tesla's shares. Now, if this were a month, an eye-watering 45% in Europe, that was about a month ago. But now, how things change. Oh, how the stock market changes. Oh, how companies turn around. Tesla's stock rose as much as 10% on Monday this week. After weeks of losses, shares have climbed 16%. Why? Because CEO Elon Musk had a town hall where he encouraged employers to hold them. What does that mean? To hold employees to hold them. What? Employees to hold employers? I'm very confused here by this story by Markets Insider. But perhaps he was saying to hold the stock. don't sell it. Retail investors have been buying at near record levels amid the sell-off. People want that stock. That's always a thing. Even though there's some China EV company that says they can charge their cars much faster.
And here's today's podcast.
Less of a waiting time. And it's always something from China that causes all kinds of yip-yap and chatter and whatnot. And oh no, and oh gosh, and oh, I'm losing my mind. Like with the AI thing. Oh, they have a way of making AI so much cheaper and faster than Americans can. The podcast picture is not of China or America or any of that, but of the lovely Rocky the cat who's circulating around me here at Cafe Anyway. Yes, we let cats in here. I talked to a lady today who said, no pets near my food. If you got a dog, I don't want the dog near my food. I'm not going to any restaurants that have dogs on the patio walking around sniffing my food. The late great Basil the Boxer did go to a couple patios. I think we went to in Hayward. There was the Buffalo Bills, I think. They let us on the patio with him. Some places are no. You got to have him tied off over there on the other side of the sidewalk, which that's annoying. But whatever. I know some people are like, ooh, animals too close to my food. After Tesla shares. Oh, well, let me back this up because it says retail investors have been buying at near record levels amid the sell-off, and Tesla shares surged Monday, extending gains since Elon Musk called a surprise all-hands meeting with employees. I see. After the stock on Friday, the stock spiked as much as 10%, then on Monday, bringing its post-meeting gain to 16% at an intraday high. Then last week also, there was an evening town hall. The CEO urged employees...
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Because of town hall meetings? Oh, wait, no, this was the town hall meeting of which we were speaking. The CEO urged employees to hold on to their shares, which at that point had fallen more than 50% from their all-time high in December. Yeesh. He also hyped the company's projects, telling workers that the company's robotics and robo-taxi developments would help deliver a future of abundance. Aww, a future of abundance. That's all we want, is a little bit of abundance. Can we have some abundance? I'd like a little abundance cake, if that's possible. So, yet, a month ago, Tesla had sold 9,945 new cars in Europe in January instead of the 18,161 that they sold a year ago. So selling half as many. Europeans are not thrilled with Elon's foray into politics here in America. Tesla stock was down 37% from its record closing high that it had reached just under $480 on December 17th.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
It had wiped out this drop roughly $570 billion in market value. Investors are hopeful that President Donald Trump's policies will speed the adoption of self-driving technology in the U.S. Tesla trades where it does because an investment in the company is a wager on the ability of the richest person in the world to operate a business. That's from Rob Black, the guy you see on Kron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour I produce his podcast. And another interesting thing he pointed out that Netflix and YouTube both want to be more like the other. More people now watch YouTube on TV than on their phones. Further evidence that YouTube, rather than Disney or Amazon, might be Netflix's stiffest competition for attention after all. So the Russo brothers that said that they would no longer do any more Marvel movies, and they did some of the biggest ones, the Avengers ones. And
hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I don't know if there was a Mr. Microphone movie. Part of the Marvel Universe? No. That never happened. Don't know where that came from. But yes, they were supposedly never going to do another Marvel movie, and they're going to be doing the Fantastic Four with the guy known as Iron Man. Or no, he's no longer Iron Man. He's going to be Doctor Doom. But he is, they are the Russo brothers. They got a TV, some kind of, so we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth, in the land of Ameritopica. What I'm saying is, Robert Downey Jr. is coming back for that Fantastic Four movie, and they, Russo brothers, have some kind of, is it a movie, a TV show, something on Netflix? It's got the robots. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Ameritopica, or what we call robots.
Roller.
Robot.
Oh, wait.
So here at
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway. The Electric State is the name of that movie that they did on Netflix. Yeah, of all the Marvel stuff they did Captain America, Winter Soldier, Civil War, Infinity War, lots of war movies, and Endgame. So they also had something to do with Everything Everywhere All at Once. Huh. And they were the producers, not the directors. But they directed The Electric State. The Fantastic Four movie is not called The Fantastic Four. It's called Avengers Doomsday. That comes out next year. And then they're going to do Avengers Secret Wars. So they are the Avengers go-to Avengers movie people. All right, enough of this comic book stuff. Hey, I'm wearing a Guitar Hero T-shirt today. If you'd like to see the video, mikesdailypodcast.com.
Mike is awesome.
Oh, that's not necessary, but thank you. Okay. Hey, how about a bit of Mikelopedia in Sanica?
The Mikelopedia in Sanica.
I know some of you love your Windows. Love your Apple, I mean. I have my Windows, and let me just tell you, they are pushing all kinds of updates, Windows is, and it is slowing down my computer big time and causing it to go wacky, wacky, tabacky, crazy. So gonna have to try and get through the rest of this show recording it for you in the best possible audio production extravaganza for you. YouTube has made billions from ads. Now it's exploring ways for users to pay to see fewer of the ads. The streaming giant is planning to roll out a cheaper ad-free subscription tier called Premium Lite. This is why, with the new Chrome update, you know, the Chrome update has that ad blocking thing that's part of it. And with that, when you watch YouTube, you can actually block ads with it until YouTube figures out what's going on, and then they say you can't watch any videos unless you turn off your ad blocker. Well, now that's gotten even worse. You used to be able to get around it, but now it's super bad. For less than the current $14 a month price, users can ditch ads on most content, music videos being the crucial exception. What? Why is that? Is that going to throw more people onto TikTok? Because, well, there's probably ads there too. I don't really use it. I don't have it on my phone for the reasons I've talked about before. It's a trap to try and take my phone. In 2024, YouTube pulled in a staggering $36 billion last year from ads alone, just shy of Netflix's entire $39 billion haul, and that includes all their subscribers. YouTube has more than 100 million premium and music subscribers. People are using that service. They are trying to get around the ads by paying more. Last year, that YouTube total revenue was over $50 billion for the first time during the 12 months ending 2024. Oh, in Q3, sometime there in the fall. It topped $50 billion. That was fascinating stuff I wanted to bring you. I like to say the word fascinating. Look who's here. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse.
And to disgruntled fiddle player, tell you what.
What?
I can't believe all this hee-haw and hoo-ha and crazy hoops. Hoops to dupes. I just made up a word, and this is all stuff that's going on because people are being all critical about the guy that was chit-chatting with somebody on some app I never heard of before with people from some big old newspaper and whatnot.
Mark makes music.
Oh, disgruntled fiddle player was talking current events. Current events. He doesn't care, hence, about the security of our country and that possibly anybody can access what's going on in the Pentagon. That's gone. And if this was a Democrat president and Trump was still there at Mar-a-Lago criticizing everything on his Truth Social, which actually went up in stock today. That was a weird way of saying it. I almost sounded like the brewmaster, who also is showing up here.
Hello, Mike. I make the least root beer hefty right now. I'm blue. Drink right now, could you?
All right, I'm drinking it. Threats aren't necessary. Oh, that's really good. What's in that?
I put some delicious springtime pollen in your drink. Oh, boy!
Is that to make me naturally less allergic to everything around me?
Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever.
All right. This is exciting. Listen, we're going to end the show. Obviously, this is a good place to do it. Technology's sabotaging me. Maybe it's Elon Musk and my computer. I don't know. Thank you so much for listening. And to comment about anything we covered today, here is the phone
call
number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and air from mainframe.
Oh. What was that all about?
I swear it was the technology that made me sound crazy like that. We go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for putting up with this show.
Woo! Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!